Leith Forest on 1395, Adelaide's 5AA.
27 minutes to 2 on this Thursday afternoon. We'll take a breather from the Corey Bernardi calls. The boys from Goldsborough Finance are here to save me a little bit. I've been copping a bit of a bashing. I'm going to welcome Brenton Meagle and Lachlan Harvey to the studios. Boys, men, welcome. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you very much, Leith.
Happy
good to be here.
New Year to you as well.
Don't want to talk about same-sex marriage and all that.
No, okay. We'll stick to financial planning.
Stick to the things that
what you... What we know.
That's right.
Try to avoid the politics where we can.
It is good fun. It's, what interactive radio is all about, and that's what people have their say.
Correct.
But for the next half hour, we do like to dedicate the time to finance, which is great. If anyone has a financial question for Brenton or for Lachlan, 8223 0000. I should say too, while we're talking all things finance, that we emphasise any of the comments should be accepted as direct advice or not accepted as direct advice and acted upon. You both got worried there for a sec. We do suggest that you contact either of the advisors to discuss your personal situation. I guess that often is the case, isn't it, with finance?
Absolutely.
Talk to us. You guys have got some presentations coming up in 2018. Tomorrow Ready Talks. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we do these Tomorrow Ready Talks, which are really just a presentation to talk to people that are interested in retirement. They might be 5 years away, they might be 5 weeks away from retirement, and they need the information. They desperately want that information, but also not just the information, because all that's available online. If you really look for it, you can find it. You can find out when you're allowed to access your super, or yep, you know, what the age pension rules are if you want to go searching for it. But it's hard to get a real feel for it unless you're sort of having that conversation, so that interaction. And that's really what we're doing these talks for, is to just have an open dialogue with people about what are the challenges that people face in retirement,
yep,
and what are some of the solutions that people come up with to overcome those challenges.
It's funny, in a sporting realm, there's a phrase, you're a long time retired. You kind of want to make sure you do it right before you get in there.
Absolutely. And for a lot of people now, retirement at, you know, 60 to 65 can still mean 25, 30, that's 35 right, years of retirement.
Yep.
And so,
and really successful living and achieving,
yeah,
goals. And
yeah, yeah, exactly. And so you need to be well prepared and well armed so that when you do, as I say to clients, when you get to that day where the red X is on the calendar and you decide you want to retire,
yep,
you're in a position where you know you can do it financially comfortably,
yep,
and emotionally comfortably. And they go hand in glove very much.
I know people who have just recently retired and they said it's a mental thing too. All of a sudden your brain clicks over and says, I'm never getting a paycheck again, or at least in the traditional terms. And that takes a little bit of getting used to. Do I need to retire now? Should I go on just in case? Because once I'm out of the workforce, I'm out.
This is something that I think Brenton will agree that we find a lot when we speak to people for the first time. They say, look, I've never received financial advice before. I don't know what I'm going to get.
Yep.
I don't know whether I'm going to come away from that meeting feeling completely overwhelmed or feeling positive about it. But typically, people do come away from that initial meeting with their financial advisor feeling a whole sense of relief, because if we can map it out, or start to map it out and say, look, this is what your income looks like now. This is how much you think you might need each year or each fortnight, each week in retirement. And this is what it's likely to be, and this is where the income can come from. And people go, well, so you mean that I can just draw a regular income in a similar way to what I have with a regular paycheck?
Yep.
Yes, that's what you can do.
Is retirement more intimidating than ever in 2018? Is it more difficult, or has it always been something?
I think it's, for males in particular,
yep,
I think it is always intimidating. I've been planning for 20 years, and from my first retiree client that I saw to ongoing.
Yep.
The men in particular, because work is something that traditionally they identify with perhaps a little more strongly than the ladies, and
yep,
that's no disrespect to the ladies,
yep,
listening, because they too identify, but for men it's been this almost the centre of their, you know, their life for a very long period of time. And for a lot of guys, they're in the same organisation or role for most of their working life. And so having to drop that routine is something that, yeah, mentally or emotionally, you've got to be prepared for, and you've got to be able to, I guess, step through that door,
yep,
and feel comfortable doing it.
It's a big part of the life, isn't it?
If you've got part of your life,
if you've got a financial question, Brenton Meagles here, Lachlan Harvey as well from Goldsborough Financial Services, 8223 0000 is our number. The Tomorrow Ready Talks. Now, your next one's coming up 13th of Feb. So
that's right, 13th of Feb. All that we ask is people either book on the website, goldsborough.com.au, or otherwise just give us a call in the office and just arrange for that particular meeting. We normally hold it in our boardroom. We might have between half a dozen people, maybe up to 20 people at a time.
Great. Now, there's a lot of things that you're talking about. Let's run through some of those and give us a great example of the kind of things that people should be thinking about. Superannuation.
That old chestnut, people would say. Superannuation is something that is compulsory. You work for an employer, they're going to put some money into superannuation.
Yep.
So what we try and do with our Tomorrow Ready talks is help people understand, you know, what is it all about and what are all of the nuances or the rules and regulations. For example, how old do you need to be before you can access your super? And did you know that over a period of time, what's called the preservation age or when you can access your super is actually getting older?
Yep.
So is that those that are born after the 1st of July 1964 have got to wait until they're 60 to access their super.
We had a really interesting conversation in the sports show the other day of the boys just off air, just talking about superannuation, and I'm sure you guys get it all the time in your business. How much money do you need? How much, you know, what is my point? Where's my tipping point where I go, right, I've now got enough to retire?
Sure.
And it's funny, the late Bob Francis used to tell me, he used to say a particular figure, and he says, when I hit that, I'm done.
Yep.
He didn't, because he loved working, so he kept going. But people do have that, don't they?
Yeah, people have got this perception in mind, and I think part of that has been come about by rules of thumb that have been thrown around. You know, you need $1 million to retire on, or you need $1.6 million to retire on, or you need $250,000 to retire on. Huge variations in the figures that people hear as a rule of thumb.
Yep.
Look, to be perfectly honest, if your time has come and you are of age, pension age, you can probably afford to be retired with just about nothing. And that's a pretty modest income. For a couple, it's about $35,000 a year.
Sure.
And that's just the age pension. But if you've got no mortgage and if you don't have to pay tax and you're pretty modest with your living expenses, then that can work for a lot of people. But most people are aspiring to an income that's well over and above that.
Would your advice be for people like me who are now in their 40s, this is something to be on top of now, not 25 years, 30 years down the track when I think, oh, I better retire here, and then, oh, gee, I haven't probably done my super as well as I could have.
Yeah, Leith, you and I will need to be age 60 before we access our superannuation, so it gives us a bit of time to plan. But I think you want to have a realistic figure in mind as to how much income you're going to need each year, and where is that going to come from? Is it going to come from your super? Is it going to come from non-superannuation investments? Maybe someone might be thinking that they'll have an investment property on top of their own home that they can derive income from. And there's lots of different ways to do it, but you've got to have some kind of plan. Yeah. You've got to have a plan.
The other reality is that for those of us that are in our 40s, not only is there superannuation to think about, but possibly a mortgage. It's like, well, hell, do I pay the mortgage off?
Yeah.
Or do I put money into super?
Yep.
Kids in school, you know, how's that all happening?
Yeah.
And so there's all these different pressures and ideas and thoughts and holy heck, what am I going to do?
Yep.
And so getting some advice and trying to line the ducks up so that you can almost try and put a little bit into each bucket and make sure that as you head towards retirement, you're doing so in a well-structured and well-ordered way.
Yep.
Means that you're going to be more comfortable in your thinking, not only now, but over that long term.
Do you know my problem too? I'm one of like many people I'm sure you see come through the door. I've had 1,000 jobs. I've worked here, the Tizer, McLeod, you know, I've worked everywhere.
Let me guess, 1,000 super funds?
I've got superannuation funds I got no idea where half of them are that I've got to get together because I'm sure that's just eaten away as my life goes on.
Yeah, so people say this all the time. Oh, I'd really like to review my superannuation funds and maybe get them all into the one place.
Yep.
Or I really need to stop and have a really good look at my life insurance and work out where it all is and how much I've got and what would happen if I died or had a major illness or injury. And people say that all the time. People will say, Well, I know that I'd really like to get a will, but I just don't know where to start. It's not that hard.
No.
It just takes a bit of forethought and a bit of planning.
You got to come and find out and speak to the team from Goldsborough Financial Services. 13th of February is the day. It is the Tomorrow Ready Talks. You mentioned allocated pensions, something that people ask about.
Allocated pensions is probably the cornerstone of retirement planning for a lot of people. It's what most people do with their superannuation when they retire. So perhaps a first priority might be to pay off debts.
Yep.
And then people look at going, well, how can I convert this lump sum into a regular income for life? And an allocated pension's a really great way to do that. Or an account-based pension's what they tend to get called mostly these days.
Okay. Annuities?
Annuities, they're a little bit different to an allocated pension, but they're still giving you a retirement income. An allocated pension, you're not locking in a particular time frame,
yep,
and you're not locking in an investment return. Whereas an annuity gives you that guarantee. So it's an investment that people use to give them some security behind their regular income or their regular cash flow.
Yep.
So what people will often do is have, you know, some age pension coming in and perhaps some money in an annuity. And all of a sudden you've got the cornerstone or the building blocks for your living expense requirements with that guaranteed income from Centrelink and the annuity. Your allocated pension or other investments then provide, if you like, the icing on the cake.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah,
so the idea of the annuity is to give you that absolute certainty or guarantee of a regular income at a fixed interest rate for a long period of time.
I know you boys are just batting these off beautifully like a cricketer in the middle of the G. I'm telling you, for someone like me, this is complex and intimidating. I'm going to ask more questions after this short break. From Goldsborough Financial Service, Brenton Meagle and Lachlan Harvey are here. We'll talk more about their Tomorrow Ready Talks. The next one is happening on Tuesday, the 13th of February. Get online if you want to be a part of that. We'll find out about the age pension and shares and aged care. That's all going to come. Also got a couple of people to ask you some questions as well, and we'll do that next.
It's 1395, Adelaide's 5AA. This is Leith Forest.
It is 11 minutes to 2. I've got Brenton Meagle, Lachlan Harvey from Goldsborough Financial Services here. The men here to take your calls, 8223-0000. We've got Clayton, who will get up very shortly. We do emphasise that any comments should not be accepted as direct advice and acted upon. We do suggest that you contact either of the advisors to discuss your personal situation. Before we take your calls, 8223-0000, we've been discussing Goldsborough Finance's Tomorrow Ready Talks, getting you set for all things retirement. The next talk is on Tuesday, the 13th of February, so you've got, what, just under a month or so to get yourself organised. You can find out more, of course, online at Goldsborough Financial Services and book your spots, no doubt. We're talking about some of the things that you'll be covering. We've discussed superannuation and annuities and allocated pensions. What about the age pension? How does that differ from the others?
Well, age pension is one of the areas that the government has hammered people by changing not just the age in which you've got to be to achieve the age pension or to receive it, but also the amount of money that you're allowed to have before it cuts out. So people have copped a double whammy that you've got to wait longer to receive it, and people at the upper limits of the assets test, so just to give an example, couples used to have close to $1.2 million before their age pension cut out completely, and that's now sort of in the $800,000 vicinity these days. So that's changed dramatically, and a lot of people that were entitled to receive the age pension a couple of years ago are no longer able to receive it, and they're now fully self-funded, whereas before they might have only been partially self-funded. So a really big blow to a lot of Australians. So it's harder and harder to get an age pension.
Does that flow through to you guys? Are you guys the ones who are getting the calls? People are unhappy about this, and they...
Yeah, we do. Look, we get plenty of inquiries and queries, not only from our clients, but, you know, the public phoning in.
Yeah, sure.
And they're in a position where, what do I do? How do I replace, or what can I do to replace this lost income?
Yep.
And so then we've got to go back to the annuities and the allocated pensions that we talked about earlier. And it means people are potentially starting to draw down on their capital a whole lot quicker than perhaps what they wanted to do. It doesn't mean if you've, you know, lost your age pension or you're not eligible for the age pension straight away that you're going to be ineligible forever and a day.
Yep.
You'll get to a point where, a tipping point, where you will end up being eligible for the age pension and being able to get some income from the government to help supplement or complement your own income from your investments.
You must be delighted when the government does that to you. That's handy, isn't it?
Well, it does mean that people draw down on their savings more quickly, and that's a real problem for a lot of people, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. You discuss shares as part of this discussion as well?
Well, what we do discuss, we definitely discuss shares and all the various types of investments, all the various things that you can put money into to earn a return. That's all part of the discussion. But what we're really interested in is what level of risk people should be taking.
Yep.
And that shares we would put in the higher risk category as opposed to term deposits, which would be in the lower risk category. And most people have got to strike the right balance for them. And it's not the same for everybody. Hmm. Some people are more comfortable because they've been more accustomed to the ups and downs of the share market throughout their life, whereas a lot of people are less comfortable with that and would rather put more of their money into safer assets like term deposits, bank accounts, government bonds, and that sort of thing.
The other thing to consider is we were talking earlier about how long you retired for. Now, you don't know that, but if you're setting up an investment portfolio at retirement, you kind of need to remember that it's a bit like your superannuation in that you've had it there for 10, 20, 30 years. Your retirement income stream could be there for the next 10, 20 years. And so putting it in a portfolio that's too conservative has got the potential to end up costing you in terms of, you know, a loss of growth or earnings on the fund, which means it's then not going to last as long as what you would hope.
Yeah,
so
you've
got to, as a planner, we've got to try and find or strike that right balance. And that's part of the process that we go through with clients when we talk portfolios and retirement and those sorts of issues.
I find retirement confusing. I find shares even more confusing. I'm not a player of the stock market or the share market at all, and now people are throwing in Bitcoin and whatever. I don't know how you guys do it.
Yeah, look, my message to people, forget about Bitcoin. I mean, I don't know anyone that has bought a Bitcoin.
No.
And I say that with all sincerity. I've really got very little interest in that. Maybe one day that might be a legitimate thing to hold as either an investment or to be able to use to purchase things. But at the moment, it's just a distraction to the real investments that are out there. And if you look at all of the well-regarded commentators on the issue, most would agree and say the same thing, that it is a distraction and that there's lots of other things that people should be talking about. But when we're talking about Bitcoin, we're just not talking about those other things.
Yeah.
I guess the important thing when you look at shares is to, if you're buying direct shares, so say you decide, look, I've got $100,000 to invest and I want to buy some shares. You would generally start with what we call the blue chip shares. So they're the shares in the top, 20 or 30 on the stock exchange.
Yep.
Your banks, your Telstras, BHP and Rio, those sorts of big corporations that have got lots of rules and regulations surrounding them. Nobody's perfect. Mm. We acknowledge that.
Yep.
But they're going to give you a good dividend, what's called a franking credit, and those sorts of issues. But make sure you understand the shares you're going into and not just have a dartboard of shares on the wall and throw a dart and then say, right, I'm going to buy that particular stock because that's what my dart landed on. And that's what we do. Not so much the stockbroking or the direct buying and selling of shares, but using quality fund managers with what we call managed funds. So we've got share experts who are doing the background research and understanding them and then building a portfolio around it for our clients.
Funny, I did a stock market report last week and we basically narrowed it down, put it in my language in sport. I said, who are the winners, who are the losers? It's so much easier to do.
Absolutely.
Okay, fair enough.
No.
Sneak that into the financial thing, that would be great. Yep. What can you tell us about managed funds? What do people need to know about managed funds?
So managed funds are a variation on the share theme. So when you're buying shares, I mentioned before 100,000. So you invest your 100,000 and you might go and buy 10 different shares, $10,000 in each share, and you hope they all work.
Yep.
Whereas a managed fund is where a fund manager or an expert or a group of experts with a particular company go and buy maybe 30 or 40 stocks, and you're investing into that that 30 or 40 stocks along with a whole lot of other people, and so therefore you're diversifying your portfolio a whole lot further. Mm. That's really what a managed fund does, not only in shares, but in property, in fixed interest or bond investments, and overseas shares. Because you can't generally buy international shares direct on the stock exchange, and so use a managed fund or something similar to that.
That's what I'm into.
Something simple.
Expert to help me out.
Yeah.
Hold my hand. Take me through it.
Yeah, but for a lot of people, it's a choice between investing in something like a managed fund or a bank account, or paying off debts, or putting money into super. They're all worthwhile causes. It's just a matter of weighing up which one's right for you.
This is why we need to speak to you guys. This is why. I mean, we say that sort of flippantly, but this is why, isn't it? I mean, it's a fairly big deal. It's not one of those, you don't sort of self-diagnose your own health.
Well, these are important conversations. And I would say to people out there that are thinking about meeting with a financial planner, make sure you use that time constructively. Ask the questions. Make sure that your financial position's understood and what you're trying to achieve is really understood by that professional. Don't muck around and spend an hour debating the merits of Bitcoin. Get stuck into your personal situation and right to the heart of the issue and say, look, this is what I want my future to look like.
Yep.
This is what my situation looks like now. How do I get from A to B? Because they're the questions that need to be asked.
You'd mentioned in your Tomorrow Ready Talks, the next one happening Tuesday the 13th of February. Find out more online with Goldsborough Financial Services. Aged care. A lot of people will prick their ears up.
Aged care is an ever-increasing area for advice because it's just become so complicated. And so we've got Matt Kelly, who has been on board with us now for a bit over 12 months, who's our aged care guru. And he helps people understand all of the intricacies that are around aged care, particularly with the funding of it. Issues like, do we sell the family home or do we keep it? And if we keep it, do we rent it out or don't we rent it out?
Yep.
And how much are my daily fees going to be? And are there ways to try and reduce those fees as part of this process? So aged care in itself presents a whole lot of complexities, but certainly something that we can deal with at Goldsborough.
And that's relevant for people that are thinking that they might go into aged care in 5 or 6 years' time.
Yep.
And it's also relevant for the kids or the spouse of someone that's going into aged care today. It's really important to get advice and get the finances sorted out because people have options and they have more options than what they realise they have.
Thank you both for coming in, Brent Amigo, Lachlan Harvey. The date, again, Tuesday the 13th of February. Well, that's for the Tomorrow Ready Talks, but of course people can come and see you at any time.
They can indeed.
They can find out more, of course, online, Greenhill Road at Unley as well. They can come and see you as well. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Leith.
Making it easy for all of us. And again,
thanks very much.
If people are thinking about retirement or financial planning or just if you want to get your finances in order, there's a reason why you're experts. They need to come and speak to you. And thanks again for coming in and making that a little easier
for us
to understand.
Thanks very much. Stay cool out there.